I talk to a couple that's getting married, and I say, so why are you getting married? Love. Here's what I know, though. That's a bit of a Hollywood definition of love, because if you fall in love, you can also fall out of love.
This is Straight Talk.
Hi, welcome to Straight Talk. This is Mark Jobe. Great to be with you once again on this program. We have come out with an app, a smartphone app that you can download. And if you download this app called Straight Talk with Mark Jobe, you'll be able to have access to all of the messages that you hear on this program. And if you miss a program, you can scroll back, go into our history, listen to programs maybe from several weeks ago. Very easy, very convenient. You will also have a Bible reading plan. There's some resources, some updates. We want to make all these things available at one spot. And you can carry it with you if you're traveling to another city, if you're sitting waiting in line somewhere. Not if you're driving. Remember that. Not if you're driving. But anywhere else, you can just access it and listen to it. So that is Straight Talk with Mark Jobe. And you can download this app at the App Store or at Google Play or at iTunes, whatever is easiest for you. I hope you take advantage of this and share it with a friend. There may be some people that can't listen to the radio program, but would be able to really enjoy the resources of this Straight Talk app. Let's get ready for today's program.
Thanks, Pastor Mark. Tonight we continue with Pastor Mark's message called People of Another Culture, which is from his brand new series called Defiance, Turning Your World Upside Down. We continue on in the book of 1 Thessalonians. We're going to be in chapter 1, verses 4 through 10. Here's Pastor Mark with tonight's Straight Talk.
I want you to know, by the way, as your pastor, that I pray for you practically every single day. And thank God I don't say, oh Lord, why'd you stick me with New Life Jesus? Oh, Lord, these people, to be honest with you, the great majority of the days I'm saying thank you, Lord, for this congregation. I am so grateful to be a part of a congregation like this and people like this and this kind of community. I'm serious about that. Now, there are days, you know, there's days like every day, but most of the time, 95% of the time, I'm really, really thankful and grateful. And so Paul begins to think, he tells them he thanks God for them continually in his prayers. And then in verse 3 he says, We remember before our God and Father three things. These three things are characteristics of the third culture, of a kingdom culture. Listen, if you're going to be a follower of Jesus Christ, you will have these three things in your life. If you do not have these three things in your life, then you're probably not a follower of Jesus Christ. Because these are implicit in the kingdom culture. You're going to breathe these things. You're going to live these things. If Jesus is king, these values will be your values. Number one, he says, we thank God continually for your work produced by faith. The three things that he mentions are these three things. You've heard them before. Faith, hope, and love. Have you heard of that trio? Faith, hope, and love? This is the first time that the Apostle Paul mentions it in the entire New Testament. Faith, hope, and love. He will mention these three trios later on. These three things, faith, hope, and love, are part of the dominant cultural values of those people that follow Jesus Christ. These are characteristics of everybody who's a follower of Jesus Christ. If you embrace the kingdom of God, then you will embrace the culture of the kingdom. And if you embrace the culture of the kingdom, these values will be part of the values that you embrace. So I want to talk to you about them. First of all, he says, faith that produces, your work produced by faith. The first value is faith that produces action. Let me tell you what true faith is. True faith is not just believing a set of doctrines. True faith, you believe enough that it causes you to change. If your faith does not cause you to change and your faith does not lead you to action, then your faith is not enough. There's a lot of people that say they believe in God. A lot of people, if they were to mark on their Facebook status what they are, they would say Christian. There's a lot of people when they sign into a hospital and have to check what they are, what religion, they will say Christian. But let me tell you, there's a difference between people that consider themselves religiously Christian and people who have real faith. Because people who have real faith will have real change and real action. You cannot have true faith without having true change. Look at what James says. In James chapter 2 verse 18 and 19 he says, "But someone will say, you have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by what I do. You believe that there is one God, good. Even the demons believe that and shudder." Some people say, well, I believe in God. You know what James is saying? The demons believe in God too. So you and the demons, same place. It says the demons believe so much in God that they shudder. So just because you believe in God, just because you believe that there is a supreme being, just because you believe that there is someone that is sovereign over the universe, oh, that's a start, but listen, that doesn't make you a Christian. Believing in God does not make you a Christian. Can I say that again? 98% of the world believes in God, in a deity. The great majority of the people in America, a good probably 90%, believe in God, the God of the Bible. But just because you believe in God, Jehovah God, the God that's labeled in the Bible as Christian, just because you believe He exists, just because you believe He is sovereign, just because you believe that He is up there somewhere dictating and moving the affairs of the universe, that does not in and of itself make you a Christian. True faith means that we believe enough, that our faith is enough, that we believe what God says, and God says that there is no way to be right with Him except through the mediator, Jesus Christ. And if we're going to be right with Him through Jesus Christ, then we must repent of our sins and in faith accept Him as Lord and Savior of our life, which means that He now becomes King Jesus to us. If you have never crossed that line, you say, well, Pastor, I believe in God. Great, the demons believe too. If I were to go right now to 26 and Cal and interview the majority of the inmates that are in 26 in California, I can guarantee you that 95% of them believe in God. Does that mean that most of them are Christians? I would beg to differ. Seriously. Believing in God doesn't make you a Christian. What makes you a Christian is when you transfer the lordship and leadership of your life to the lordship of Jesus Christ, and where you are not king anymore. Materialism is not king. Your boyfriend's not king. Your husband's not king. Your job is not king. Pleasure is not king. Drugs are not king. Your kids are not king. Who becomes the king of your life is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ can have no competition. When He is king and you have translated your life to the lordship of Jesus and allowed Him to be the dominant force in your life and accepted His message of cleansing and salvation, then you are transferred to the kingdom of light. The Holy Spirit starts dwelling inside of you, and the Bible says you've moved from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. Anybody with me this morning? Because this is huge. Faith that produces works. You say, well, Pastor, you know, I accept the Lord when I was 6 years old and in Sunday school. And, you know, so I prayed a prayer. I raised my hand. I walked an aisle. I prayed with the Sunday school teacher. But you know what? That was 25 years ago. I've never really lived for God. Let me tell you something. You weren't saved. You prayed a Sunday school prayer. You cannot truly have Jesus Christ as King of your life and live for the last 25 years without having Him be King of your life. Jesus requires lordship. Change. True faith will lead to true action. True faith will change you. It will make you different. There'll be evidence of that transformation in your life. So part of the kingdom culture is faith that leads to action. Not just faith that leads you to church, but faith that leads you to change Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday as well. It's a faith that makes you live different, act different, speak different, behave different. Why? Because you have a new king in your life that's part of the culture of the kingdom of God. The second culture of the kingdom is love. Notice what he says. Your labor prompted by love. Now, a lot of times when we talk about love, people think that love is not a choice. I talked to a couple that's getting married, and I said, "So why are you getting married?" "Love." "Well, so what happened?" "We just fell in love." "We just can't help it. We just fell in love." Here's what I know, though. That's a bit of a Hollywood definition of love, because if you fall in love, you can also fall out of love. Love is not an emotion. Love is an attitude that you choose to embrace. From a biblical definition, listen, he says not only your work produced by faith, but your labor prompted by love. Have you ever seen labor and love in the those two words combined together? Labor and love. There's two words that are used in the New Testament to describe hard work. One of the words is ergon. And ergon sometimes can mean it may be pleasant and stimulating. In other words, something that you're doing that you enjoy doing. The other word is kopos. Kopos implies toil that is strenuous and sweat producing. Your strenuous, sweat producing work prompted by love. Well, that doesn't sound very emotional. You know what he's saying? We are a people that are called, our culture, our DNA, if Jesus is King, is that we're going to be a people that loves, even when it's hard to love.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message called People of Another Culture, which is from Pastor Mark's brand new series called Defiance, Turning Your World Upside Down. After the broadcast, I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of this message and give you information regarding Pastor Mark's ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 4 through 10. Tonight's Straight Talk is called People of Another Culture.
People like to hang around with people that like them. You say, "Oh, I love Giordano's pizza. Oh, I love that friend of mine. They're so nice to me, and I love them back." He's not talking about that. He's talking about if Jesus is King of our lives, it means that we are going to strenuously work and sweat hard at loving people that are unlovable, because when Jesus hung on the cross of Calvary and the Roman soldiers were throwing dice to see who would take his clothing, he said, "Forgive them, Lord, for they know not what they do." Let me tell you, God is calling us as a people to love people that are hard to love, dysfunctional, broken people that others will not love. But we are called to be a community that loves even the hardest to love. And we all have in our life. How about it? Some of you go to work and you say, "Oh, Jesus, fill me with love. Because that person." Some of you have it at home. "Oh, Lord Jesus, help me love my husband. Because that person." Listen, we are a community that's characterized by love.
It doesn't mean that everybody that walks through the door, you get these little goosebump emotions and say, see that person there? Oh, I just love him. So I've never met him, but I just love him. So no. It's not about that. That's creepy, actually. This means that we choose an attitude of love so that this community of faith, listen, I've told you this before, and I'll tell you it again. You're probably not connected or integrated in this church unless someone has offended you already. You're probably not connected here unless someone has rubbed you wrong, offended you, unless you've had to go and get things right with people. Because let me tell you something. This church, like all churches, is full of imperfect people. We all have issues that God is working on. But when we choose to love, we say, I'm going to love people with issues, in issues, with dysfunction or not dysfunction, because I'm called to be like Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is King. That means that we love one another and work through those issues, but it also means that we love the world that is outside, the broken world. It means that when people walk in here and they don't have their act together, we love them in Jesus' name, not because they're lovable, but because God loves them and we are a people that has a culture of love. No matter who walks through these doors, no matter how far gone they are, we sweat and toil to love them in a way that can change their lives and transform them, because that's part of our culture. That's our DNA. In fact, you know what it tells us in John chapter 13, verse 35? By this, all men will know that you are my disciples. By the big King James Bible you have under your arm. No. By how long your church services are. No. By this will all men know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. What does that mean? Listen, I'm calling this church and our community of faith to radically love people that are hard to love. We love people in their dysfunction. Whoever walks through these doors, whoever we interact with, part of the accusation of Jesus was Jesus hung out around with sinners. He hung out with sinners and people that were broken, but Jesus was in the world, but not of the world. And he loved them. Listen, through these doors, most people that come to church don't come looking for God these days. Most people that come through these doors come looking for relief from their problems and pain. And God is the last place, because they figure, I got so many issues and problems. I've tried solving them on my own. Maybe the church has some answers. So I'll show up in the church saying, oh God, if you're there, please help me. And here we are, the community of faith. And that's the place where we love people through their problems and through their marriage difficulties and through their addictions and through the depression and through the junk and the garbage and the bitterness and the brokenness. That's where we're at. We're the people of God. Our culture is the culture of love. Amen? Amen. Faith, love, and lastly, I close with this. Faith, love, and hope. Listen to what he says. He says, not only your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. Hope is the expectation of a better future based on the promises of God. Here's what he says. We are a people of hope. Our hope drives us to endure hardship. Listen, if someone ever told you that following Jesus Christ was easy, they lied to you. If someone said, come to God, you have all these problems and all your problems will disappear when you come to God, they lied to you. If someone said, hey, your life is a mess right now. Hey, your life is very difficult. You're having a lot of trouble. Come to God and life will be so much easier and most of your problems will disappear. That was a lie. In fact, you know what Jesus said? Jesus said, following me will create probably more problems in your life. Following me, you want an easy road?
then go on the wide road. Jesus said there's two roads. One is wide and there's a lot of people on it. It's an easy road and it leads to destruction. The way of God is a narrow way. Few people find it. It's a tougher road. It's a more difficult road, but it's the way that ultimately leads to life. Listen, I can guarantee you, if you're here and you say, I'm not a Christian, Pastor, convince me to become a Christian. Hey, you're not a Christian right now. Your Christianity may mean that you have to get rid of your girlfriend. Yeah, if she doesn't want to follow Jesus Christ and Jesus is king in your life, you're going to want a girlfriend who also Jesus is king of her life. Hey, you may have to give up your girlfriend. Guess what? If you choose to follow Jesus Christ, some of your friends may push you out of the inner circle and start having parties without you because now you're different. You follow another king. Hey, listen, following Jesus Christ may have to radically change the way you do your weekends. Radically. Following Jesus Christ may bring problems to your life that you never even knew you had. In fact, it may bring persecution to your life following Jesus Christ. You still want to follow him? Seriously, you still want to follow him? You say, well, Pastor, then why should I follow? Well, let me tell you why. It's the only way to life and life eternal. Jesus one day looked at Peter. The disciples had A whole bunch of disciples had walked away from him because his teaching was too hard. And Jesus looked at Peter and his core of disciples and he says, do you want to leave too? And Peter said, if we leave you, where will we go? Only you have words of life. And here's what I want you to know. You come to follow Jesus, he gives you life. Forgiveness. The indwelling of the Holy Spirit. That can be found nowhere else. There is no other way to God except through Jesus Christ, who's the mediator. There's one mediator between God and man, the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. But listen, if you're going to follow Jesus, then you embrace his kingdom culture, which is full of a faith that causes us to move to action. That's why we as a community of faith feel compelled to try to work in our neighborhood and turn it around. Why? Because our faith leads us to action. That's why we in our lives have to change. Why? Because our faith leads us to action. If you follow King Jesus, it's going to drive you to a love that sweats at loving other people, hard people to love. But you choose the attitude of love. You say, I will love people because first of all, Jesus loved me. And if Jesus could love someone like me, how can I not try to love with all my heart other people that are around me that are hard to love? And thirdly, hope. We are the people of hope and we endure through hardships. It presses us to endure. Listen to me, I close with this. The Bible says that those that endure to the end will be saved. I believe that when you truly have hope in you and the Holy Spirit, it will cause you to endure to the end. There will be some that will fall away and won't endure. John tells us that that's a sign that they were never of us to begin with. They'll fall away. They'll leave God. The things of God, the people of God, and some will leave and never come back. Never. John says it's a sign that they were never truly a part of the people of God. Those that endure to the end through hope, they may struggle, but they'll always come back. They may wrestle, but hope will drive him to come back to the people of God and the things of God, and they will endure to the end because it's a sign that they truly have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit inside of them. Faith, hope, and love.
You've been listening to Pastor Mark Jobe's Straight Talk series called Defiance, Turning Your World Upside Down, and tonight was the second half of his message called People of Another Culture. Join us again tomorrow for part two. a faith worth following. As I mentioned earlier, if you would like to have a copy of this message or the entire series, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. Just log on to PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will also find helpful tools that will help you in your walk with God. If you prefer to have a CD of the message, please contact our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. CDs are only $5 plus shipping, and Pastor Mark's first book, Unstuck, is also available for only $10 plus shipping. If you are looking for a home church, we invite you to check out one of our 25 New Life locations throughout Chicagoland. Just log on to newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. We would really love to meet you. Well, that's it for us here at Straight Talk. On behalf of Pastor Mark and myself, thank you so much for listening. Please have a great night and join us again on the next Straight Talk. God bless.